feeling of your getting up in the morning, going in and seeing that beautiful Christmas tree and wondering what's under it for you, and how did Santa get in here to leave all that? That's a wonderful faith, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just surprised that I don't believe we have anything like that nowadays.
Do you don't think children believe that?
No, I don't really don't. I think Christmas is so commercialized.
Yeah, they see Santa so much.
And they see Santa so much, they're not dumb.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken the... Of course, you can't hold a town down and keep it just a little fishing village all your life, but that was a wonderful time in Christmas time, big families. Nowadays, you're doing well to have your own family at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've commercialized on this card sending.
Mm-hmm.
Until they've just made it almost a scourge, the holidays.
Mm-hmm. What about Easter? What happened at Easter time?
Same thing. We never did understand how the bunny got there, but we knew he was going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And we just wonder how in the world that bunny could lay eggs under a pot plant, you know? That crossed our mind, but we never thought for 1 minute that it was Mama.
Uh-huh.
And it was a disappointment when I found out. But we made a big ado over Easter.
Did you have a party kind of thing? Or?
Well, our social life centered around the church.
Mm-hmm.
So much, but of course there are so many organizations now that represent church life,
mm-hmm.
that you can't just say, well, I'm going to the church building for
mm-hmm.
such and such,
mm-hmm.
because there's so many auxiliary things that reflect it,
mm-hmm.
and that are beautiful too. So, but Sunday school meant a lot to children in those days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our social life was Sunday school.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose you probably celebrated Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Same as it is now with a big dinner and a lot of family.
Yes, and then the schools, we had one high school, one elementary school, you know,
mm-hmm.
and so we had Thanksgiving programs, and the little girls nearly always dressed as little pilgrims,
mm-hmm.
And I guess they do that on a smaller scale now,
mm-hmm.
in the various schools,
mm-hmm.
but I'm talking about when Corpus was just a little town,
mm-hmm.
and there was one society, and you were either in it or out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what about the entertainment for the adults in town? What did the
card games, high five, 500, and bridge came later, you know, much later, and dominoes.
Mm-hmm.
My mother had several domino parties and high five parties and pinochle parties, and then, like I say, the church was still our social life. There was all-day picnics in the country that get the train to take us and picnic all day, and the men would build picnic tables, and they'd kill the chickens, mind you, make tremendous boilers of hot boiling water, and pick the chickens on the ground. Now, have you ever seen a feathered chicken in the market? Kids nowadays don't even know chickens have feathers, I don't think.
No, or where milk comes from either.
And I was loved rabbits, and my mother had a great big rabbit house built for me with chicken wire front,
mm-hmm.
and a door just big enough for me to get in, and I'd go in there and play all day long with rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
They were my children. I'll put them in the little doll buggy, and I could entertain myself pretty good.
Was there any kind of public entertainment that adults might go to?
Artesian Square, we had band concerts every Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Was there a playhouse of any kind for plays I suppose wherever you had the concerts would be?
Well, usually in the high school auditorium.
Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm.